Sebastián Marcet was Uruguay's most famous drug trafficker and the leader of an international network known as the First Uruguayan Cartel, Primer Cartel Uruguayo, PCU. Marcet had ties with foreign criminal groups, including Paraguay's Insfrán clan, Brazil's First Capital Command, Primeiro Comando de Capital, PCC, and Italy's Ndrangheta. Though mainly associated with drug trafficking and money laundering, Marcet was also connected to several murders, including the 2022 assassination of Paraguayan anti-mafia prosecutor Marcelo Pexay. He was captured in Bolivia on March 13, 2026, during a security operation supported by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, and was immediately transferred into U.S. custody. What's in this profile? Recent news on Sebastián Marcet. September 7, 2026, Marcet's defense seeks to overturn cryptocurrency seizure. Sebastián Marcet's defense asked a U.S. court to overturn the seizure of four cryptocurrency accounts attributed to the drug trafficker and managed by Tether, a digital asset company based in El Salvador. His lawyers argued that the seizure order relied on an alleged narco-terrorism charge, but Marcet was facing only money laundering conspiracy charges at the time the accounts were seized. They also challenged U.S. jurisdiction over assets held outside the country, arguing that these irregularities invalidate the seizure. Read more updates. September 6, 2026, Marcet collaborator arrested. Paraguay's anti-narcotics department arrested Dionisio Manuel Casiers Cabrera in Itacurubay, Cordillera Department, ending a manhunt that began in February 2026. Authorities say Casiers Cabrera was a secretary and operational collaborator for Sebastián Marcet managing Marcet-linked football clubs, including Rubio New, which the network allegedly used to launder proceeds from a cocaine trafficking operation spanning Bolivia, Paraguay, Brazil, and Europe. June 25, 2026, U.S. adds four charges against Marcet. A U.S. court filed a superseding indictment against Marcet on June 25, accusing Marcet of working with Colombia's Gaitanistas and detailing the role of an unindicted Colombian suspected of facilitating deals between Marcet and European cocaine buyers. It also describes several money laundering schemes involving Federico Santoro, who was sentenced to 15 years in prison in July for his role in the organization. What is Sebastián Marcet's story? Marcet's earliest known ties to the drug trade stretch back to 2012, when he received a massive shipment of marijuana flown to Uruguay by Juan Domingo Viveros Cartes, the uncle of Paraguay's ex-president Horacio Cartes. Marcet was arrested for his involvement in another shipment in 2013 and sent to Uruguay's Libertad prison, one of Uruguay's deadliest prisons, according to a study by the University of the Republic of Uruguay. Marcet spent 5 years in Libertad, where he allegedly began to build connections with members of PCC. Upon his release in 2018, he began traveling the region and building contacts. He made his first trip to Bolivia in August 2018. In 2019, Marcet established his base in Paraguay, where he built connections with the Insfrán clan and set up businesses, such as Total Cars, which he used to launder his drug money. During his time in Paraguay, Marcet also pursued legitimate ventures, including concert promotion and music production. In April 2021, he signed as a player with the local football club, Deportivo Capiatá. Marcet left Paraguay on June 7, 2021, to increase his international contacts in this trafficking network, according to Paraguayan newspaper ABC Color. In October 2021, he was detained in Dubai for traveling under a fake Paraguayan passport. Despite warnings from Uruguay's ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, the Uruguayan government rushed a new passport for Marcet. Dubai released him, and Marcet disappeared. The government's approval and rushed delivery of Marcet's passport became a massive scandal in Uruguay, leading numerous high-level officials to resign. Paraguay launched an investigation in early 2022 dubbed Operation Ultranza PY, bringing criminal charges against Marcet and 23 others, and arresting 8 individuals, including Alberto Cubayala, a key partner who helped Marcet launder his money. Marcet likely returned to Bolivia in September 2022, where he settled down in Santa Cruz, according to Bolivian news outlet Aldebar. He bought a mansion, an arsenal of firearms, and part of the Leones del Torno soccer club, where he was also a player. In July 2023, Bolivian authorities raided Marcet's Santa Cruz mansion. They seized a cache of weapons, numerous vehicles, and several exotic animals. But Marcet evaded capture with his family. In July 2024, Federico Ezequiel Santoro Vassallo, who is accused by U.S. prosecutors of setting up many of the payment and money laundering schemes used by Marcet, was extradited to the United States on money laundering charges. He pleaded guilty in May 2025. The same day as his plea, U.S. authorities released an indictment for Marcet for conspiracy to commit money laundering, offering $2 million for his capture. In March 2026, Marcet was captured in Bolivia during a security operation supported by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA. After his arrest, U.S. legal proceedings turned their attention to other assets linked to Marcet. In April, U.S. authorities seized four cryptocurrency accounts attributed to him and controlled by Tether, a digital asset company based in El Salvador. In September, his defense asked the court to overturn the seizure, arguing that the order was legally flawed and that U.S. courts lacked jurisdiction over assets held outside the country. What crimes was Sebastián Marcet involved in? Marcet's early criminal career involved receiving large shipments of marijuana in Uruguay. But after being released from prison in 2018, Marcet has primarily dedicated himself to coordinating shipments of cocaine from Bolivia through Paraguay and then to Europe. With his profits from the drug trade, Marcet has had to launder an extensive amount of money, which he has done through seemingly legitimate businesses and currency exchanges. According to documents from the U.S. investigation, Federico Santoro Vassallo allegedly acted as a money launderer for Marcet's organization, helping move millions of dollars in drug proceeds from Europe to South America and other destinations. Although Marcet and Santoro worked closely together, Santoro allegedly also provided money laundering services to other individuals. Marcet is believed to have relied on other money launderers as well. The case against Marcet has also brought scrutiny to cryptocurrency assets attributed to him, including the four accounts whose seizure is now being challenged by his defense. Beyond his involvement in trafficking and laundering, Marcet has been linked to murders, including the high-profile assassination of Paraguayan prosecutor Marcelo Pexay. Where did Sebastián Marcet operate? Despite managing intercontinental criminal networks, Marcet did not lead a structured group or control any territory. He has been most active in Paraguay and Bolivia. The scandal surrounding his passport suggests he may have wielded influence with elements of Uruguay's government. Through allies such as the PCC and Ndrangheta, Marcet was able to move cocaine to Europe. His trip to Dubai in 2021 aimed to bolster his connections in the Middle East, according to media reports, though the success of those efforts was unclear. Who were Sebastián Marcet's allies and enemies? Marcet's closest ally was Paraguay's Insfrán clan, with whom he laundered money, trafficked cocaine, and allegedly assassinated rivals. With entrenched links to the highest levels of Paraguayan politics, the Insfrán clan was likely key in helping Marcet build his network inside the country. Marcet also had ties to the PCC and Ndrangheta, who dealt with the latter stages of the cocaine pipeline from South America to Europe. While Marcet's cocaine shipments moved from Bolivia to Paraguay and then to South America's Atlantic ports, the PCC and Ndrangheta controlled the shipping and distribution of cocaine in Europe. In all of these relationships, Marcet coordinated between groups and handled logistics. How was Sebastián Marcet captured? On March 13, Paraguayan authorities announced Marcet's arrest in Santa Cruz Department, a major drug trafficking corridor in Bolivia. The joint operation that led to his capture was led by Bolivia's anti-narcotics force, Fuerza de Lucha contra el Narcotráfico, FELCN, and the DEA. He was immediately transferred into U.S. custody.